A great encyclopedic museum isn't altogether dissimilar from a world-class ski resort with blue skies and a coat of fresh powder. Climbing its front steps at the Metropolitan Museum or descending its glass pyramid in the case of the Louvre resembles the adrenaline rush of reaching the top of the mountain and pointing your skis downward. At a museum, the intellectual equivalent of those wide-open slopes, chutes, bowls, woods, and tempting but terrifying double black diamond trails is supplied by art that ranges from ancient Egyptian to modern, from Grecian urns to colder mobiles, ignited by the genius of particular artists. But in that case, to what would we compare the rewards of a small museum? Cross-country skiing, perhaps? Where you may not reach the same zeniths or dizzying speeds, but where the compensations may be intimacy and the opportunities for quiet contemplation and even self-discovery. Those more modest associations occurred to me last week when I visited the excellent Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College. The reason for my trip was a new exhibit of photographs, prints, and films by Andy Warhol. It runs through mid-April. The show, appropriately titled People Are Beautiful, is part of Warhol Times 5, a series of exhibitions in 2018 organized by five college and university art museums in the region. Vassar's exhibition includes iconically familiar portraits of Marilyn Monroe and Jackie Kennedy, but also some of the thousands of photographs Andy took with the Polaroid Big Shot camera he acquired in 1970. He used the snapshots as the source material for his prints and paintings. In and of themselves, they may not be high art, but they're still a lot of fun, communicating the anything-goes glamour of Warhol's world, friends, and 70s watering holes, such as Regine's, Max's Kansas City, and Studio 54. Indeed, they brought me back to the time I gained entry to Studio 54, quite literally, on Warhol's coattails. I was loitering behind the velvet rope along with everyone else when Andy arrived, so I simply joined his entourage, sweeping past the sentries on duty and into the club. Mary Kay Lombino, the show's curator, told me she picked beauty as the show's theme because the Maryland silkscreen is part of Vassar's permanent collection. Another reason may be that Warhol was obsessed with the subject. My idea of a good picture, he said, of the snapshots of the likes of Diana Ross, Dina Merrill, and Liza Minnelli, is one that's in focus and of a famous person doing something unfamous. A particular favorite of mine is Andy Griffith, looking a lot hipper than Sheriff Andy Taylor of Mayberry. He's in jeans and an open-collar shirt, and he's at some nightclub or disco, a couple of fashion models making a fuss over him. And once you've completed the show, you can traipse into the museum's main galleries, where I suspect you'll be surprised, as I was, by the wonderful quality of the collection. It ranges from antiquities in medieval and Renaissance art to some stellar examples of Hudson River School painting. Among my favorite works was an Edvard Munch, far less psychologically fraught than his famous The Scream. The Seine at St. Cloud, it captures the river at night, the lights of Paris and a passing bateau mouche streaking the water. There's also a small Georgia O'Keeffe painting of two figs, at least as suggestive as Warhol's Marilyn, and a first-rate Francis Bacon, based on Velazquez's 1650 portrait of Pope Innocent X. But it's the Hudson River School paintings that truly dazzle. The beauty of smaller works by Frederick Church, Asher B. Durand, and Sanford Gifford, enhanced by the knowledge that, as great as these painters were, they were also local artists, and some of their best examples portray the likes of the Tappan Zee, the Catskills in Spring, and the Upper Palisades. The works were purchased in 1864 by Matthew Vassar, the college's founder, to help form the school's permanent collection. But let's return to the ski slopes, or rather the cross-country trails, at least for purposes of analogy. I happened to visit on a cold Thursday evening when Vassar was still on winter break and I had the collection virtually to myself. A small museum may not boast the blockbuster exhibitions or same quotient of world-famous masterpieces, but as with Nordic skiing, you can proceed at your own pace, no fears of suicidal snowboarders bearing down on you, and stop at your leisure to absorb the brilliance of a late-period Picasso. An institution such as the Loeb lets you linger before the works of great artists and listen to their voices as you would the wind whistling through pine trees. Its primary customer base, of course, is Vassarin and students, and they're lucky to have such a resource in the center of campus. But it's also there for the rest of us, and as I said, there are no lift lines.